When it comes to protecting children in institutions, the focus has recently become much broader. Organisations like the BBC and the Health Service now face serious allegations that they didn't do enough in the past to protect children. This is Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Buckinghamshire. In 1977, a 12-year-old girl was on one of the wards here. She told us she was raped while recovering from an operation to have her tonsils out. She's asked us to conceal her identity.
I was bored because I was in an old people's ward, so I asked the nurse if I could go and watch telly, and she said I can go to the television room. And I came out of the ward, and there was a porter, seemed very nice, and he asked me where I was going, and I couldn't speak properly, but I said to him I was going to the TV room, and he said he'd show me where it was.
Celia says the porter then took her into the empty television room and raped her.
You told the nurse absolutely what had happened.
I said he'd hurt me down here. The porter had hurt me down here.
And she said,
don't say anything, she'll get in trouble.
Do you think she knew what the kind of thing that he was doing then?
She knew.
The reason the nurse told Celia to keep quiet about the attack was because the porter wasn't a porter at all. He was Jimmy Savile, now accused of assaults in 30 hospitals.